Welcome back, my friends. And if you haven't heard the announcement yet, Martha and I are having a baby, and we are very, very excited. So many people have been sending messages out saying congratulations. And I just want to say thank you, because it's been just overwhelming, the amount of love and support for both of us. So we did a full episode recently where we talk about relationship, what we've learned, communication strategies, and also kind of more behind the scenes on our relationship and all the tools and the things that we have done over the past 4 years to strengthen our relationship before getting married, now being married, and so on. So if you're looking for more advice around that, make sure to check that out. We went pretty deep for almost 2 hours. So check out that episode. And again, big thank you. I'm very excited to be a dad in the near future. But this episode is all about really how to optimize our financial opportunities. And since I had Chris on the first episode, I took his advice, and I kid you not, I went deeper in my investing strategy. And as of today, my investments are up, it looks like 24.78% right now. So since the last episode, I took action on the things that he said. Now, this doesn't mean you're guaranteed to make a lot of money overnight or something like that, but he really talked about really getting started and going more all in on investing, no matter who you are, no matter how much you have, starting to invest. And in this episode, he's really talking about spotting the trends before everyone else. How do we spot the trends before everyone else? That means you might have to be patient for a while until you see returns, and also how AI is quickly changing the world with investing and so many other things. Chris shares his journey of turning small investments into millions, not through insider tips, but by analyzing public information and cultural shifts happening in real time, all things that you can do right now. And there's literally something that I did with one of my investments that jumped up 20-point-something% in the last month since I had this conversation with him. Now, again, this doesn't mean there's not risk in making investments. I've made investments in the past that have gone down to zero. But here he talks about how to spot these trends publicly for your personal financial gain. Also, why the rise of AI is the biggest shift in democratizing intelligence and financial freedom, and the step-by-step method for identifying when to buy and when to sell stocks based on real-world signals. So this is going to be a powerful one. Again, how you can invest literally 10, 20, 30 bucks today can help lead to long-term wealth if you start with the right mindset and habits. We cover all this and so much more in today's episode. If you're enjoying it, make sure to share it with a friend or two. If this is your first time here and you haven't subscribed yet, make sure to click the follow button on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I'm so grateful that you're here. And let's go ahead and dive into this episode with Chris Camillo.
Avec Shopify, obtenez tous les bons outils pour vendre. Des outils de design pour développer votre marque, des outils de marketing pour susciter l'intérêt de plus de clients et des outils de vente pour élargir votre champ d'action. En ligne, sur médias sociaux, en personne et bien plus encore. De la petite entreprise à multinationale, les outils de Shopify supportent votre croissance. Vous pouvez ainsi vous concentrer sur ce que vous faites le mieux. Inscrivez-vous à une période d'essai à 1€ par mois sur shopify.fr/audio. Rendez-vous sur shopify.fr/audio pour faire passer votre marque au niveau supérieur dès aujourd'hui.
So this is actually where AI comes in pretty cool, right?
You could also ask ChatGPT.
So I was going to say, like you can find some change that's happening in the world, and you could go in ChatGPT and say, hey, this is happening. What publicly traded companies are likely to benefit from this?
That's interesting.
And it will actually tell you. I used to spend like 4 days figuring that information out myself. Now you just ask ChatGPT.
Have you done this yet?
I'm doing it now. And it helps. It's like a tool.
Could you give an example of what that would look like? Is there something you've been researching or seeing trends happening right now? Can we do a live example? I don't know if
you
could even see what it would give you. And then you could see on ChatGPT whether you think that's accurate or not.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's talk about
phone. I'm curious if we do a live example, because I think it'd be interesting.
Yeah. Let's talk about this is a good one.
I'd love to see what you've been noticing or comments you've seen on TikTok where you'd say, okay, what publicly traded companies would be impacted by this?
Yeah. So, one example
Because again, I want to simplify this for people because I think it's still scary for them to understand.
I do this every day. It's what? This is my entire life. Okay. Like, this is my entire life, like seeing something and then being like, who would benefit or not benefit? So like one of them might be, you know, a heat wave, right? So the last few, and I thought of this because I was like, it's really cold in the studio. So I'm like, you know, we've had some really wild.
Texas has been like gnarly.
We've had some wild heat waves, yes. Right? So one of them, it might be, you could just ask ChatGPT. I'll ask ChatGPT right now. I'll be like, I'm going to say, hey.
This is interesting.
Okay. We are experiencing the biggest heat wave in history in the United States. What publicly traded companies would benefit and which publicly traded companies would be harmed by this heat wave?
That's interesting. See what it says.
I'm going to put that in and let's just see what it says. And this is not going to be an end all, but it's a starting point. So it lists out, obviously it lists out all the HVAC manufacturers, Carrier, Trane, Lennox, and it says HVAC manufacturers experiencing increased demand for cooling, Home Depot and Lowe's, higher sales of fans, AC related products, Generac manufacturing benefits from increased power outages due to heat stress on the grid. That's been one of my biggest heat wave trades, actually. So it's cool that it got it. Edgewell Personal Care, producer of sun protection products like Banana Boat, Hawaiian Tropic, LaSalle's running in heat waves. Companies that would be harmed, Walt Disney and Six Flags.
Interesting.
Theme park operators facing reduced attendance due to extreme heat. Insurance companies facing extreme claims from heat-related damages. Utility and energy companies struggling with grid reliability. Agriculture experiencing crop stress and reduced yields due to prolonged heat. So like I literally go through, this is what I do every day. And what's really interesting is, so once you find the companies, that's just the first part, okay? You have to really determine, is this information actually likely to move the needle for them? And so if a company is like, you know, for example, you might find a snack that's trending. Okay, this happens all the time. There's like a really hot snack or a hot cookie or something's happening. And you're like, oh, this is going to crush it. In fact, this just happened recently with that water. Remember that water company that went viral? Did you see this?
Oh, yeah, the blue water bottle.
The blue water bottle, okay.
Saratoga, okay. I think it is.
Saratoga. Yeah. So I just did this with Saratoga. I was like,
it's wow. Ashton Hall, I think his name is, the viral creator who's like, every video is just crushing.
Saratoga went nuts. Well, Saratoga is manufactured by a publicly traded company. But that publicly traded company manufactures a bunch of really big bottled water companies that are like 100x the size of Saratoga.
Interesting.
So the truth is, I think Saratoga was like 1% of their sales. So even if they double sales of Saratoga,
doesn't matter.
It's not going to make a real difference.
Interesting.
And so you have to do the research to figure that out.
Now, if that was a publicly traded company on its own, it would be more interesting to invest in.
Huge. That would be huge. Okay. So that's exactly what you're looking for. Is it going to, and by the way, there's a little bit of a science, a little bit of an art. You have to do some research, right? Like this is where you learn, you get better over time. But by the way, you don't have to do it alone. You have friends in your life that you can ask other people, like, hey, can you help me with this? By the way, like we have a community, dumbmoney.tv, right? Like we have a Discord. Like we literally help each other with this stuff all the time. Like we just,
are you in your Discord just telling people I'm doing this trade today or I'm getting in, I'm getting out?
No, we don't really discuss trades. What we discuss is change.
Trends.
So we're like, hey, just saw this. I think it might positively impact this company. What do you guys think? And then we just help each other, right? And so
but you're not saying this is what I'm doing today or tomorrow.
Then once we all do our own research and we all collaborate, and a lot of times we go out and we interview stores. Like if it's like a product in the store, like we'll take videos, we'll take, like we just aggregate like research, and we help each other because like it's us versus Wall Street, right? So like we're like a big hedge fund of just regular people. We have UPS drivers, we have like just all kinds of people in our network. And if you don't want to be in our community, just do it with your friends, right?
Yeah.
But once you find something that is going to, and then we go off and make our own trades.
But you don't
really discuss, no, we don't discuss this because everyone has their own risk tolerance.
Yeah.
Everyone makes their own decisions. Like the last thing I want to do is people copying my trades, and I don't want to copy other people's trades because then you don't get smarter. And also my risk tolerance is like really, really high. So like, you don't want to copy me. Your risk tolerance probably isn't as high as mine. So, but once find the change in the world, connect the dots to companies that would benefit or sectors that would benefit from it or be harmed. Find out if it's going to actually move the needle. Then you have to determine if there's something else happening to that company during that window of time you think it's going to impact them that is more important to that company than this thing that you found. Okay. So there might be a company going through that's being prosecuted by the government. And that prosecution is all that investors care about right now. So the fact they have a trending product, it's going to increase their sales by 3 or 4% is not going to move the needle relative to the fact that, you know, the FTC is about to bury them. So like, you just got to go through the motions of figuring out what's important. The way that you do that is you read earnings reports and you kind of read news stories on the company and you're like, what's going on? Then you need to figure out, does the rest of the world know about what I just found out? Are they connecting the dots yet? Do they know about this crazy heat? Like when we had the big freeze in Texas a few years ago, remember that crazy freeze?
Yeah.
All the pipes broke.
Yeah.
Okay. All the swimming pool equipment broke and everyone had to buy new swimming pool equipment and the pool companies went nuts. Right. And so I was like, do people know about that yet? Because I'm in Texas. I live in Texas. I knew about it like immediately. I had a pool. Pool equipment's gone. All my friends all have to get new pool equipment. How long is it going to take you to get new pool equipment? Like 6 months. Because we can't. They're literally sold out of pool equipment. Well, who makes pool equipment? I'm investing in them, right? And which is what we did. But has the rest of the world caught on to this yet? Has Wall Street, right? And so you have to figure out if they're seeing it yet. So you're like, are there news articles about this yet? Are they talking about it in the Wall Street Journal? If I go look under all the article, are they talking about it in the earnings report? Is there chatter on like X, Twitter, or StockTwits, right? Are investors that are retail investors talking about this yet? And if no one else is talking about it, there's a decent chance that you might have discovered something and connected the dots quicker than everybody else. And that's what you want, right? Mm. And so once you kind of go through, and again, if you want to go deep into my methodology, Jack Schwager did a great job talking about it in his book, but that's when you trade. And then when you sell, that's what you're asking me. Okay, so you're trading at the point of information imbalance. When you identified some really big piece of information that is going to impact a company in a really big way that most other people don't know about yet, that's when you trade. That's when you buy the company, right? You sell at the point of information parity, when that information that you discovered is now widely known by other investors, okay? Often that will be an earnings report when the company comes out. Like, remember that story I told you earlier about Elf Cosmetics? Uh-huh. The company came out and said, guess what? Our sales are through the roof because this guy on YouTube did a video and then the stock shot up. And now the information that you had that made you invest in that company, everyone else has it. So you no longer have an inherent advantage, right, over anyone else. So at that moment, if you're going to be a pure social arb investor or kind of investing in conversational data, right, an observational investor, then you sell because like you have no advantage anymore.
What if the stock keeps going up?
Well, it might, but it's going up for other reasons, right? Mm. So like now this is not always black and white. So let's say that you think, you know what? Yes, the stock went up, but I think that this is the beginning of something bigger that they're not appreciating yet. Then you might end up staying in that stock for years, which is exactly what I did with Amazon, right? Which is exactly what I did with Apple. You know, some of these companies back in the day, just Wall Street just refused to believe how big of the change is. I feel that way right now with artificial intelligence.
Really?
You know, I could be wrong, but I made a huge bet on NVIDIA that, like, literally the week that ChatGPT came out a couple of years ago. And that's a big part of why my portfolio is up so much the last couple of years, because I actually went off and like, I did like a bunch of meditation for like a week. I was crazy. I was like, this, I started using ChatGPT and I was like, this might be the most interesting thing I've ever done in my life. And the only other thing that ever set me off like that is when I held one of these in my hand for the first time. And this became one of the biggest investments I ever made. People was like, oh, you can only do this with small companies because Wall Street's kind of on to big companies. Nope. I wrote an entire chapter in my book about this trade. And it was because Wall Street didn't believe in the iPhone when it first came out. Mainly because they were biased because they weren't using an iPhone. They didn't get to really hold it.
They're using Blackberries.
They're using Blackberry because that's what people in the corporate world and Wall Street use. But also, the iPhone was only available on AT&T the first year it came out.
That's right.
And
what is this, 2006, 7?
Yes, but AT&T at the time in Manhattan, the type of data infrastructure that it used could not send data through buildings hardly at all. So almost nobody in Manhattan used AT&T back then. So it was almost impossible if you lived in Manhattan or worked in Manhattan to have an iPhone at that time because everybody was on Verizon who lived in Manhattan. So that was like an interesting little thing that made it even harder for people on Wall Street to see what was happening, to experience it, because it wasn't even about them using it. It was about people in their network talking about it 24 hours a day because it was so damn revolutionary. Similar to Tesla when they first came out. Mm-hmm. If you didn't drive one, or if you didn't have someone in your network that made you drive one, you didn't know how crazy special the technology was, right? So, you know, like, I almost forgot the question you asked me now.
When to sell? I mean, you talked about this trade with, you know, this is the biggest thing, AI.
So, ChatGPT. So I used it, and I used it a lot that first week. And I was like, dude, this is big. This is nuts. I was like, who's going to benefit from this? And I figured out that NVIDIA was the obvious beneficiary, the picks and shovels, right, of this whole industry. And now NVIDIA is like so expensive. It's like trillions of dollars. So now it might feel too expensive unless you think that the industry of intelligence, AI,
is just getting started,
and you think it's going to be infinitely bigger than anything else we've ever seen in our lifetime, which is what I think.
Avec Shopify, obtenez tous les bons outils pour vendre. Des outils de design pour développer votre marque, des outils de marketing pour susciter l'intérêt de plus de clients et des outils de vente pour élargir votre champ d'action. En ligne, sur médias sociaux, en personne et bien plus encore. De la petite entreprise à la multinationale, les outils de Shopify supportent votre croissance. Vous pouvez ainsi vous concentrer sur ce que vous faites le mieux. Inscrivez-vous à une période d'essai à 1€ par mois sur shopify.fr/audio. Rendez-vous sur shopify.fr/audio pour faire passer votre marque au niveau supérieur dès aujourd'hui.
So you haven't sold?
I have sold it since, and then I've been levered in it. I've sold it, and now I'm getting back into it again now that it's dropped. So I believe that the human mind is not able to fully grasp things that haven't happened before. So this is a little bit of what they call black swan theory. Nassim Taleb wrote that book back in like 2005, 2006. And it was all about the fact that, like, especially capital markets, like financial markets, never really assess value to things that are anomalies, that don't have a history that they can associate with a correlation in the past.
It's unknown. It's so unknown.
So unknown that they just don't have a way to frame how to value it.
Right.
We never would have thought we'd have multiple trillion dollar companies right now that we do, right? 10 years ago, I don't think we could wrap our head around having 10 or 20 trillion dollar companies. I think we're going to get there. And I think there will be a multitude of companies related to the industry of intelligence and the industry of robotics that will be 10, 15, maybe even 20 trillion dollars over the next few decades. And, you know, that's just what I believe. So I'm happy to still be in companies like NVIDIA.
Wow.
And then I'm making huge bets on robot companies right now because of that. So that's become half of my life is investing in robots. So
how long will it take though for some of these companies that are maybe, you know, haven't really launched their products at the highest level yet? How long will you stay invested until you start to see the gains?
It's really hard to time sometimes. Like the robot companies I'm investing in are mostly private. I think we'll have a robot revolution in about 5 years. So I think you will be consumed by nothing but robot media starting in about 18 months.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's going to consume humanity.
What type of media are we talking about? What do you mean? Just people talking about it more or people like using?
We're about to enter the Jetsons age. Like we are going to have humanoid robots.
Walking around.
Not initially, because the value of these robots is so high in industry for commercial and industrial use. Almost all the allocation of those robots is going to go towards industry. Mm-hmm. So also to have them walking around in public, there's a safety element. They won't be there, I don't believe, for 10 years.
You're talking about, you know, car manufacturing, you know, restaurant manufacturing, you know, things like that. There'll be
warehouses, logistics. Yeah, yeah. We have a job shortage, a human job shortage of like 200 or 300 million physical laborers that we need to employ by 2030. That we just don't have humans for.
Wow.
And this will help kind of solve that problem. Probably a bigger problem is like 10 years out when it comes to elder care. When we have a massive shortage of people to take care of older people as the boomers are aging, it costs $175,000 to upwards of $200,000 a year to have 24/7 care in your home, to have home aides. And we just simply do not have enough humans to do that. And this is something that is exceptionally important. 100 million people around the world spend the bulk of their prime years taking care of a parent or grandparent, and they don't have careers because of it. Some of them never have families. We don't have that as much in the US, but it does happen. And it's going to happen a lot more the next 20 years as our parents are getting older. And we need to solve that problem. Robots will solve it. They're going to solve it. So we have demand for billions of humanoid robots around the world simply to take care of the elderly. So that will become a big use case. That's probably the number one use case, but it won't start for about 10 years. Now, I've been up close with a lot of these robots. I'm telling you, it's coming quick. Like the robots are walking, they're functioning, they're articulating. I've seen them move sheet metal. I've seen them do pretty articulate stuff autonomously, by the way, not programmed, autonomously, like using an AI brain.
Like, oh, I see this thing over there, I need to move it over here. And then I see another one over there that I need to move.
Yes.
Not just rinse and repeat in the same spot.
Correct. One of the robot companies I work most closely with, Aptronic in Austin, is partnered with DeepMind at Google. And Google is developing an AI brain for these bots that would melt your mind. Like they're accelerating the technology so quickly right now.
Wow.
I believe we're probably 2, maybe 3 years away from having generalized autonomous robots with full AI brains that can do just about any physical job on Earth. So now, can they do that, you know, durably? You know, can they do it repetitively with the uptime that we need?
Quality control.
That could take a few years to work out. And then the generalized part, when you're going to have them in your home doing literally everything. I'm talking about doing your laundry, doing your dishes, cleaning up around the house, literally doing almost everything in your home. I mean, imagine saying, hey, you know, whether it's you or your wife, can you just redo the closet for spring, and it gets out all the spring clothes and just do them in the same exact order that you did last spring by color and this and that. It's just all done. And it knows exactly where to put the clothes up from the door. I know this sounds insane to you, but I'm telling you, they will be able to do that in 10 years. 100% be able to do that within 10 years. And the cost of these robots to manufacture by then will be sub $50,000, and they'll have like a 4 to 5 year lifespan. So if you think about it, like the use cases from it, it's almost ridiculously cheap when you start thinking about all the things you don't need. Yeah, to do. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Because of that.
Now, is something like that, that will be used 10 years away, is it worth investing in now, even if it's not going to be maybe successful in 5, 7, 10 years?
For me, it is.
For you,
because I think it's the biggest industry. Like, physical labor is a third of global GDP. It's the biggest industry in the world. So listen, I own restaurants. I cannot get employees. Like, it's almost impossible for us to find employees.
Why is it so hard?
Because two things. Our unemployment rate is actually pretty low. It's like 4%, 4.5%, right now. People in this country want to do certain types of jobs, not other types of jobs. And I'm not saying that that's good or bad. It's just the reality. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I joke like, you know, my kids are 15 and they don't want to work for 40 years in a manufacturing job. And I don't want them to, because I don't want them to have the bad back that I have right now. Like, no, I mean, this is real. Like, you work in one of these jobs for 40 years and you're messed up by the time you hit your age 60. So they don't want to do that. They don't want to work in a repetitive physical labor job for their life. And I hate to say, like, almost no young kids in this country do.
They won't have to in 10 years with robots taking over all that.
They won't have to. And like, the one knock that this whole robot revolution people have with it is it will displace human labor. I'm an optimist, so I'm a little biased, but at no point in human history has technology, a human displacing technology, ultimately created more and better, not created more and better jobs for humans over the long term.
Yeah.
And I don't see why it would be any different this time. And if you look specifically about what AI and robots will do for the world, labor is the number one bottleneck for industry. And having access to more reliable, cheaper, scalable labor will enable all of the world's industries to expand much larger than they are today. And it will enable us to have more of that. And it will allow us to create new industries we can't even think of today. Mm. So what that means is with more comes more demand for humans, right? Mm. It might not be the same job as today. It's probably going to be a job that requires a higher degree of creativity, of sophistication, of engagement at the human mind level. So each company will have less humans, right? Or each entity will have less humans, but there will be way more entities that need humans, sure, hopefully doing better work that's more interesting, that hopefully pays more too. So hopefully we all win as humans long term from this.
If people working in careers right now or entrepreneurs don't start learning AI or don't start learning how to use AI tools to create better processes, you know, advance their platforms or their businesses, what will happen to those career individuals or entrepreneurs over the next few years?
I think they're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Really?
Yeah.
How big is AI right now?
It's everything. Everything.
And if an employee or an employer is not using it, you think they're going to be far behind?
I think they're done.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's everything. The same way that the internet was everything relative to what came before it. Okay. And like, if you recall back in 98, 99, 2000, and you could research this, there were a lot of doubters that said, this is all BS.
Right.
A lot. They said, this is all BS. Now, the internet took a long time to play out, but almost every single promise that it made has actually come true.
And then some.
And then some.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost every single promise, and then some, and then some, and then some. So
how big then is AI, and what do you predict over the next 3 to 5 years that it will do for individuals?
Oh, I think it will be, I mean, I think it's in, like, complete game changer for individuals, because it's the great, it helps democratize intelligence, right? And let's be fair, the human intelligence is not fair. We don't all have the same access. We don't all have the same ability to learn the same way. You know, my kids have tutors. Most kids don't, right? One-on-one learning, I saw a study where the number one differentiator for accelerating your level of knowledge and your success in life is one-on-one learning.
Interesting.
Right? You know how expensive that is?
Very expensive.
Ridiculous. I would love every child on earth to have one-on-one learning, and they can in the very near term with AI, right?
Wow.
They can. I think eventually every single kid in the world is going to have the ability to get one-on-one learning with AI.
And it doesn't matter where you live. If you have access to...
Doesn't matter where you live, doesn't matter how much money you have, just like everyone is going to have access to best-in-class education in the very near-term future, I think. As long as we,
if they're willing to apply themselves to learn it and to be consistent,
you can get it if you want it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so again, it's more a matter of convincing people that they should do it.
It's leveling the playing field too.
It's leveling the playing field. It's democratizing intelligence, and it's an access to intelligence, right? And so those people that already went through the cycle and maybe didn't get the best education, maybe they were having to work all through school. Maybe they didn't get to go to college. Maybe they now think they have an unfair disadvantage trying to like get to that next thing that they want to get to in life. They could utilize AI to craft a better resume, to communicate better. They could communicate as well as I can communicate now, leveraging AI, right? So it's democratizing all of these things for humans, which quite honestly is the biggest game changer, right?
Avec Shopify, obtenez tous les bons outils pour vendre. Des outils de design pour développer votre marque, des outils de marketing pour susciter l'intérêt de plus de clients et des outils de vente pour élargir votre champ d'action. En ligne, sur médias sociaux, en personne et bien plus encore. De la petite entreprise à la multinationale, les outils de Shopify supportent votre croissance. Vous pouvez ainsi vous concentrer sur ce que vous faites le mieux. Inscrivez-vous à une période d'essai à 1€ par mois sur shopify.fr/audio. Rendez-vous sur shopify.fr/audio pour faire passer votre marque au niveau supérieur dès aujourd'hui.
What do you think will be the three biggest skills that we all need to learn over the next 3 to 5 years to master using the tools of AI, but also to stand out while everyone's going to be able to use the same tools and be different and get ahead of everyone else?
Yeah, I just think you have to be super resourceful, right? Like for me, I hated college. Because I self-taught myself everything that I felt I needed to know. You know, I was like, I like to read a lot. So I was just like, why am I here wasting 4 years of my life? And this is like, this was pre-internet.
Uh-huh.
And so like it was pre-internet. And all I was thinking in college was, I could find a book to teach me this. Read it and be done with this class.
Yeah, you don't need a whole semester.
I don't need to be sitting through and all this stuff. I'll just read the book, man. And like, and then when the internet came out, I've always been so anti-college, right? The internet came out. It's like, it's insane that people are still going to college for most things.
Sure,
like,
sure.
Now in an AI world, I'm just like, are we still doing this? And it's like, you know, it serves a different purpose, right? It serves a purpose of networking, and it's a societal
life experience. I mean, well, I guess if you got to be a doctor or a lawyer or something like that, you've got to go to certain specialized training and skills to develop there. You can't just AI yourself from being a doctor.
To some extent.
You need hands-on training.
Well, hands-on stuff, sure. Yeah, that part. Yeah, but there's a lot of other stuff that you can, AI is going to get you there quicker too.
Right.
You have to be resourceful, right? You just can't be afraid. You just can't be afraid of this stuff. There's a guy I follow on TikTok, and I don't even know his name offhand, but I'll give it to you so you can put him in, you can put him in the, like, the, you know,
description.
The description. Yeah. And I tell everybody I know, he does a TikTok every day, and it's like 30 to 60 seconds. And this guy spends, I think, 10 to 14 hours a day deeply researching all the new AI stuff that came out that day.
Interesting.
And he's like the Mr. Rogers of AI. He'll just tell you what you need to know in 60 seconds. If you're not following this guy, you're insane. Like, I do that with a lot of people.
Yeah.
But this is a time just to learn. It's just a time to learn, and by learning has never been easier, because learning could literally be just watching TikTok videos. I mean, are you kidding me?
People are doing already.
Are you kidding me? This is what you have to do to be successful in life.
Yeah,
is watch a few TikTok videos every day of people that are going to do all the hard work and then just tell you what you need to know to be successful. You don't even need to figure out. Just find the people that will help you figure it out over time.
Yes.
So you don't have to do the hard work yourself. You could find the intermediaries who are doing the hard work for you and then just tell you, don't waste 14 hours today. Here's what I learned.
In 30 seconds.
Here's what you need. Like, this guy's like, here's how you have to use a prompt on ChatGPT.
Uh-huh.
And he'll, like, I spent a week figuring out all the prompts. And
he's like, here's the 10 best prompts.
Here they are, man.
Just do it. Yeah, yeah. You get the best response.
Just learn how to be resourceful.
Yeah, that's interesting.
The people that are resourceful are going to win. Because what I can't tell you is how the next 5 years are going to unfold. And I won't even try, because looking back through history, we haven't come even remotely close at predicting how things like this are going to play out. I mean, if I go back to 2000, we thought e-commerce was going to be this company, mall.com. And if you went to mall.com, it was actually like a diagram on the internet of a mall. And like, it would have like a square with Macy's, and you click into Macy's and it would like show you some products from Macy's. And then you click out, and if you want to go to a different store, you would like click on Foot Locker, but it did it through the UI of like a mall.
Yeah.
We thought that there was, I think they raised a ton of money, by the way.
Yeah.
This is like bleeding edge technologist of the time. Probably a bunch of Wharton grads and consultants that were, you know, VC-backed company. And that's the best they can come up with how they were going to bring e-commerce to the masses. So I won't even try to pretend to know how this is going to play out over the next 5 or 10 years. All I know is you just got to stay current. You got to stay current because it's changing quickly. And like, if you could just be one of those kids or adults who are just willing to stay up with the times and just like stay up with what's happening every day, that's going to put you in the top 1%. Wow. 99% of people are just intimidated by it. And they're just like, they'll wait for it to come out in the Today Show.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And like, if you're going to wait, then
you're too late. If you're going to wait, you're too late.
You don't have to be a technologist to like, this, you know, they have this whole thing vibe coding right now, right? Which is like, what is all that? These vibe coding is people are using AI that know nothing about coding, like me and you.
Yeah.
And they're creating apps and they're creating software by just talking to it, basically.
Make this app.
Yeah, literally, they're just doing that. And they're making stuff. And it's almost like disposable software. It might do something awesome for like 6 months, and then they just kind of throw it away because now the native AI itself does that same exact thing.
Wow.
So what I'm saying is that what you can achieve right now is limitless, and it doesn't matter who you are, like the tool sets that you're a perfect example. You were like one of the very earliest podcasters. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to assume when you got started in like 2012-ish,
yep,
you had like some AV background, right? You had to have, or you were working with people that did, but you were working with people that did, and they had to have, it was complicated.
I did it all on my iPhone.
You did?
I did it all on my iPhone, and then eventually just had like two mics, and it was just audio. So I kept it as simple as possible. Then I got into like video and hired someone with the equipment and did that a couple of years later when I decided to do video. before anyone was doing video, because I said, oh, YouTube's going to be a thing in the future.
Okay, but you were editing, I would imagine. But
I sent it off to an editor because I didn't know what I was doing. Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I didn't know how to do it. No clue.
Pre-TikTok, that's what you had to do.
Yeah.
Okay. You are probably pretty ambitious. You figured it out.
Yeah.
You put the stuff together.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Then TikTok came out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anyone with any phone could do whatever they want, and raw video footage just became the thing.
Yep.
And that completely democratized creativity globally, right? So all of a sudden now, when it comes to creativity, that has been the biggest boom to entertainment in my lifetime. Some of the funniest people, some of the smartest people, like some of the most interesting people on earth, I would not have access to, and they would not really exist except for their family and their buddies, if not for TikTok. But TikTok democratized it, and it created this bridge to where if you were funny, or if you know how to sing or play an instrument, like if you do anything that's cool or interesting, that's right.
I mean, look at all these comedians now. The comedian world in general has blown up with TikTok, of them just putting up their stand-up in front of like 10 people, you know, trying to struggle for years. And then boom, it's just taken off for a lot of these comedians that now have massive Netflix specials and selling out arenas, and it's just blowing them up.
Correct. But TikTok was limited to people that were either comics or dancers or singers, right? There's just like
entertainers.
There's just a small handful of things that TikTok democratized. So now imagine this. AI is going to do that for everyone else. And I mean everyone else. So I don't care what your talent is, what your ambition is, what you want to do in this world. AI is going to enable you to do that.
Wow.
With very little money, with very little access to anyone or anything, it's going to enable every human on earth to reach their maximum potential. It's going to democratize humanity.
It's amazing.
It is. It actually is way more amazing than anyone is talking about right
now. Wow.
I don't just believe that. I know that. That is going to happen. And I knew that about TikTok with the things that it was doing. And here we are today, right? So
what is you're talking about being resourceful. And I think that's what people are going to need to do over the next few years, is really research and be resourceful in their learning and spotting the trends and being able to know when to take action. Because a lot of people also see so much information on TikTok and this guy or whatever, all these people saying, here's the newest app today and the newest thing and the newest tool, what to look out for. And they're all coming. And it's like, there's so much that's happening at once also, that it can feel overwhelming. And you guys in your Discord group are doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
What is that group, and how can people join, or where do they go?
Our Discord's dumbmoney.tv has all of our socials, including the Discord.
Is that a free group?
I might be the only financial YouTuber that doesn't make any money off of anything that I do. Like, we even sell like our merch at our cost. Like, we don't make any money. If anyone ever asks you for money related to me, you know it's fake, because we don't charge a dime for anything. We don't even do sponsorship. So I go crazy.
Dumbmoney.tv.
Dumbmoney.tv has all the socials.
Okay, cool. But, and in the Discord group, are you guys just sharing, here's the latest stuff, here's what we're finding, and everyone's sharing ideas, but you're not saying we're buying this today?
The easiest way to start, honestly, like Dumb Money Live on YouTube, we literally talk about this every week. We talk about the highlights of what we're finding.
Cool.
But yes, our Discord, it's only one channel in the Discord. It's the research idea channel, trade channel. That's the one I hang out in. And we're literally just having this conversation.
Wow.
But there's a lot of us. It's like, dude, there's a hurricane over here. Who's going to be impacted by it? Or this new political thing is going to impact this sector or this company.
The tariffs or whatever it is.
Or it could be there's a new clothing trend or a new makeup trend. And we just talk about who's going to benefit, who's going to be harmed, how we're going about it. And we just help each other. That's all. But this thing that's happening right now is so big, but the trap is people are not going to do anything because they're just going to be so consumed by so much noise.
Yes.
There'll be a tremendous amount of noise and honestly a tremendous amount of cool stuff. So if you think about TikTok, TikTok itself created so much amazing entertainment that it's really easy for us just to be consumed by the app as consumers. And if you're really talented, you have to also create on the app, right? So like, it's really easy to fall in the trap of, wow, look at this new shiny thing. This is amazing. I can just live my whole life looking at all these talented people. Meanwhile, you got a talent too. Why don't you do both?
You got to take action.
You have to take action. You just have to do something. So AI is the same way. AI is going to, you know, I always say there's this thing called like fan fiction. You know what that is? Like it's this really cool world where this has been going on forever, where, you know, a series ends, but then people just continue to write scripts and stories and stuff. I think it's just so cool.
Yeah.
Now, I don't engage in that world. I'm too lazy to like lead all this stuff, but
right.
But like, God, I have so many TV shows, so many movies, so many things from the past that are nostalgic to me. Yes. I envision at some point AI is going to be able to just continue on with those
periods. Oh man, that's it.
Maybe throw me in there as an actor. I don't know. What I'm saying is the world is about to get nuts in a very, I'm an optimist, in a very good way. There'll be some bad stuff too,
sure.
But the world is about to open up and anything is about to be possible. So it will get really easy just to get consumed by all this amazing creativity and this amazing stuff that's about to happen in the world because of AI. Wow. And I think that is the trap of not realizing that you could actually be part of that. So, you know, you have to force yourself to create.
You've got
something.
That's the hardest thing.
And by the way, I think you have to be forced to create something even if no one's watching and it doesn't even matter. You just got to get, it's kind of like, it's like working out. You just got to do it. After you do it for like, 5 weeks, then you're just doing it all the time. So you might create junk every day or every week. And eventually you're going to figure out what your niche is that you are really passionate about. And it might be something in your career or your job that you can kind of bring to your supervisor and be like, I know how to do this. And this is going to solve a problem for us. You have to be part of this ecosystem. You have to learn how to utilize these tools. First, you got to learn what the tools are. You got to learn how to use them and just not be intimidated.
Wow.
Avec Shopify, obtenez tous les bons outils pour vendre. Des outils de design pour développer votre marque, des outils de marketing pour susciter l'intérêt de plus de clients et des outils de vente pour élargir votre champ d'action. En ligne, sur médias sociaux, en personne et bien plus encore. De la petite entreprise à la multinationale, les outils de Shopify supportent votre croissance. Vous pouvez ainsi vous concentrer sur ce que vous faites le mieux. Inscrivez-vous à une période d'essai à 1€ par mois sur shopify.fr/audio. Rendez-vous sur shopify.fr/audio pour faire passer votre marque au niveau supérieur dès aujourd'hui.
Chris, this is fascinating. I feel like we're just getting started, but I want to wrap things up.
It's
I feel like we haven't even.
I feel like everyone is so down and out because of like everything that's going on in the world, politics, everyone's fighting. We're on our phones too much. We're glued to social media. We can't really do much about a lot of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. But this new thing that's about to happen is going to open up opportunities for every one of us, and you can't just let that go by.
Yeah,
like there are good things happening here with AI, with robotics, that are going to make our lives way better in a lot of ways if you're open to them.
Would you say now is one of the best times to start investing if you've never invested before?
It's always the best time to start investing, quite honestly. Yeah. There's never a bad time. There's an old saying, which is like, time is the most important piece of investing. It's more important to be early than to be great at investing because of the compounding effect of your money. And it's never been easier to invest. I know, like I said, all these apps and Robin, yeah. It's like, it's so easy to invest. My book, and I think I make like I used to make like 17 cents when my publisher would sell a book or something, but it's an old book. It's Laughing at Wall Street. It's like a fourth grader can read it, but it's like the story of my life and how I started investing. And it's like, you could be a fourth grader and figure it out. Like I explain it that in really in a very subtle manner.
That's great.
For those that want to go really deep, like Jack Schwager's book, Unknown Market Wizards, the chapter he wrote on my methodology is really cool.
What's your guys' YouTube channel again?
It's Dumb Money Live. Yeah. And I'm really active on X at Chris Camillo. And this is my entire life, is attempting to bridge every human on earth into the investor class, because it's the only way we're ever going to solve the wealth gap.
Mm.
And I think it's actually solvable. It takes time, but you just have to start someplace. And you could start with like a $10 account, like legitimately start with a $10 account. You just have to start. And like, it's not taking money away from like your family or your retirement fund. It's just like, find money that you wouldn't ordinarily have in your life. Think of it as 100x, and then clip coupons. Do whatever it takes to take, do an odd job, you know, once a month.
And this is separate than your retirement investments. This is like, automate those, optimize those.
I call it the big money account. I call everybody should have a big money account. Wealthy people do, but everyone should have an account where they're willing to invest in risk assets and make it big over a 10, 20, 30 year period.
But also having accounts that are long-term investments, safer, 5 to 10% of, you know, whatever it is.
Of course, yeah. You can't have too many investment accounts.
Yeah.
You just can't. This is everything. Like I said, family first, and then invest. There's nothing more important in your life that's easy to do. This is not something that's hard to do. You don't have to read any books. You don't have to really, just literally just putting money in an account. I don't even care if you pick the worst investments, you're going to kill it over the long term, wow. Right? You just have to start and do it and have to believe that you can do it.
Wow. That's beautiful, man.
And by the way, I'm actually like, kind of like an idiot. Like I'm not, I like the fact that I've accomplished what I have accomplished with my money should show if you're in my friend network and you've been my friend for 30 years, you know, I'm just basically a big idiot. Like I'm on TikTok.
If you could make it,
I'm reading TikTok comments to figure out what the world is buying and what they're doing. I'm connecting the dots to companies. I'm buying them, right? Like, and that's literally all I'm doing.
That's great, man. Chris, I want people to go follow your stuff. Chris Camillo on X, Dumb Money Live on YouTube.
And then dumbmoney.tv is all the stuff. Because, you know, like for a lot of people, like they don't want to like sit through an hour of YouTube. We do cuts and we throw them on TikTok. We throw them on Instagram. Yeah. Like whatever place you're hanging out at, just subscribe and we'll throw you a little, the highlight clips from all the little things we talk about.
There you go. That's like you do. That's it. I love it, Chris. I got one final question for you before I ask. Thank you for sharing all this information, because I think people are overwhelmed with trying to navigate, again, the economy, the news, the stock market, the tariffs. I think people are just overwhelmed and living more in fear, emotional fear, and also just kind of like mentally blocked of not knowing how to take action. There's so much information, so much noise, too many opportunities, not enough opportunities, and people just don't act. And so I appreciate you simplifying and showing us the possibility of the future. By acting now, we will gain in the future. As long as we continue to have resourcefulness, as long as we continue to know that when you invest $100, it could go down to $30 at any moment, and be aware and be able to navigate the emotional range of that. Because I think that's the biggest thing for a lot of people who feel stuck and not taking action, is they don't want to work hard to put $100 away and then see it go down to 30.
Well, listen, some of the most important things in life are setting proper expectations.
Yes.
For relationships, for jobs, for everything in life. It's no different here. You have to have appropriate expectations for the ups and downs of what investing is, but ultimately for what throughout all over the last 100 years what it has resulted in, which is you kind of like you've never been able to lose in our lifetime as an investor over the long term.
So you just stay in it.
Maybe that changes, but again, if that changes, we have way bigger problems to worry about.
Exactly.
The last thing you're going to be worried about is your investment account. I promise you. Yeah, right?
Exactly. Chris, final question for you. What is your definition of greatness?
Yeah, my, I don't know. I guess greatness is just, I mean, I don't know, having a goal, like knowing what you want and then going for it, right? That's it. It just like no regrets.
Yeah.
I think just, you know, like for me, I get so much fulfillment because I know what I want and I'm going for it. Right. And I don't even care. I don't care how it ends up. Right. But like, you just have to, as long as you're living your life, doing what you want to do, ultimately do. Right. With no regrets.
Yeah.
Like I always say, like I have everything that I want. I don't want anything more except that's personal for me. Everything I do for me is for my foundation, which benefits pediatric care. Mm. So I'm focused on leukemia, cancer, autism, and animal welfare. And I think I'm going to add elder care to my foundation.
Interesting.
But everything I'm doing is for that. So like, that's my objective in life. And that's why I'm still trading as aggressively as I am, because I'm trying to build that to $1 billion foundation.
Wow.
So no matter how it ends up, I know that like, I know what I want out of life and I'm treading towards it.
No, right? That's cool.
So, yeah.
No regrets.
And without being afraid, because we're all gone soon anyway, right? So just have a mission, figure out what your mission is.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you figure out what that mission is and you start moving towards it, like you're pretty fulfilled, I think.
Yeah.
Cause you don't have the regrets. Regrets are what kill us, right?
That's it. Yeah. Chris, thanks for being in, man. I appreciate it, bro.
Thank you.
I have a brand new book called Make Money Easy. And if you're looking to create more financial freedom in your life, you want abundance in your life, and you want to stop making money hard in your life, but you want to make it easier, you want to make it flow, you want to feel abundant, then make sure to go to makemoneyeasybook.com right now and get yourself a copy. I really think this is going to help you transform your relationship with money this moment moving forward. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and it inspired you on your journey towards greatness. Make sure to check out the show notes in the description for a full rundown of today's episode with all the important links. And if you want weekly exclusive bonus episodes with me personally, as well as ad-free listening, then make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel exclusively on Apple Podcasts. Share this with a friend on social media and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts as well. Let me know what you enjoyed about this episode in that review. I really love hearing feedback from you, and it helps us figure out how we can support and serve you moving forward. And I want to remind you, if no one has told you lately, that you are loved, you are worthy, and you matter. And now it's time to go out there and do something great.